very pleased to be here today and have this opportunity to make this introduction and presentation to you. But before I do that, let me introduce you to Carol Weathers, and we're delighted to see you here. Their daughter Tia and their son Pierce are off the camp, I believe. In Minnesota. We have selected Everett for this very important assignment because we believe that he has the leadership, the skills, the ability to take on this very, very difficult task. We firmly believe that he has the ability to stabilize this team and rally the players around each other. I'm absolutely convinced that this is a wonderful staff, and that this staff will give him total support for this football season. While Everett has not been a head coach, he has been a tremendously successful coordinator, and I believe that this team will reflect his discipline and his commitment to excellence. I believe that he will be a very successful coach, and if that happens, then he will definitely have the opportunity become the permanent head coach. So it is my honor to introduce to you interim head coach Everett Weathers.
Thank you for coming today. In the early 80s, growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina, I used to watch Carolina football on TV. I used to watch Amos Lawrence. I used to watch Matt Kupick. I used to watch a lot of great stars that played for Carolina. I always wanted to be a Tar Heel growing up. When I was in high school, Mel Foles was an assistant coach at Carolina. Mel Foles came to my high school one day. My high school coach, Bruce Harden, who now is the head coach at Providence High School, Providence State High School in Charlotte, North Carolina, was my coach. I was excited that Merrill was there that day because I knew he was a Carolina football coach. But Merrill was there to tell my coach that I wasn't fast enough to play in North Carolina. So I ended up at Appalachian State. Had the opportunity to play for three head coaches at Appalachian State, one of them being Mack Brown. And probably started my tremendous passion for this game. So if you fast forward, today is really surreal to me. Real surreal to me. I've got a lot of emotions as I stand here. Excitement. I'm excited to get started, to get back to football. I'm excited that this assistant coaching staff here today because there's no finer assistant coaching staff in the country. And I'm going to need those guys, and I know they've got my back. I'm anxious. I'm anxious to get the players here. I'm anxious to get them back here because everyone that I've talked to on the phone has been truly, truly excited to get playing football. They want to play ball. They want to get back to being on the field, being with each other, and getting that cohesiveness back to this football team. And I do have a sense of sadness because when I walked in this building this morning, I didn't look down the hall and see Butch Davis. Because, and you can ask anybody that works in this building, a much better person and a great football coach. So I am sad for that. But I am excited to be the head football coach of North Carolina. One of the things I want to put out there to the Carolina football family is this. We're going to be a good football team. We're going to have a good football team because we've got great football coaches on our staff. We've got kids committed to playing hard and being an exciting football team on the field. We won't flinch as a football staff or a football team. And when I mean we won't flinch, we've been through an awful lot already. That nothing that can come at us now will bother us. We will play hard. We will play with class. We will make the Letterman proud, and we'll make the Carolina family proud. Carolina's a special place. A lot of resources. A beautiful community. My family loves it here. My kids adore being around and playing the recreational sports, being in the middle schools. They enjoy their friends here in town. And I will tell you, it's been a special place for us so far. We hope to be able to stay a long time. We're committed as a staff to doing things right here at Carolina. We're committed to doing it right. We want to make sure that we create an atmosphere for our student athletes that they can succeed long past football. One of the things I want to talk about is accountability. And I believe this. It takes a village to raise one child, and we've got a bunch of them. So it's going to take everybody on our staff to help raise these young men. We've got to do a great job of holding our kids accountable. We've got to do a great job of teaching them right and wrong. But I want to make sure everybody knows that we're for helping these guys be the total student athlete, not just football players. I just want to reach out to the alum, to our lettermen, to our fans, and just say that this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And we hope to take this thing a long way. I reached for a quote that's been on my board. Lee Pace, Lee's in here, I'm sure. Lee's seen it a million times on my board. Things work out best for people who make the best of the way that things turn out. And that's been on my board since about January of 2 years ago. And as you go through all these situations we go through right now, we just got to keep plugging as staff, as a football family. I'll open it up to questions.
All right, we'll take questions now. That quote is from John Wood, who I believe you all know. But take questions now. If you could just wait for me to call him, please. Who'd like to be first? Lenny?
Yeah, I wonder if you could elaborate some on your relationship with Mike Brown and how you got into coaching and improved working with him at Appalachia.
I had an opportunity to play for three head coaches at Appalachia State. Now, that's probably not a good thing, but I did. I played for three head coaches, and Mike was the second of those three head coaches. One day, he brought me in his office, and he said, "Do you want to coach football one day?" I said, "Yeah, coach, I think I do." And we at that point started making plans, you know, down the road. And every time that there's a situation in my life or his life or, you know, there's a text. I got one last night about 9:30 from Mike Ensign. So, yeah, it's that relationship started back in 1983.
Next. Todd.
Coach, you showed up 15 minutes early to the press conference. Is that a sign that you want to get started?
You said, no G, wait, no, no.
Right.
Luke. You mentioned about the cohesiveness. You guys lost a lot of guys who were really good leaders last year, whether they started or not. Do you have a sense now of who's going to replace those guys, or is that something that you're going to have to see at all?
Well, I think we've got good leaders on our team. You know, one thing that happens in this college football world and recruiting, you look for leadership qualities, whether they're guys that are seniors or, you know, freshmen. So I think we've got tremendous leaders on the team. I've talked to several of them today. Cam Holland I saw today. Cam Holland's a tremendous leader on our football team. Tremendous leader on our football team. You know, I've talked to Tydrick Powell. Tydrick Powell is an unbelievable leader on our football team. Today I was sitting in my office and Bryn Renner came and sat down in my office and said, "Coach, we're getting ready to get this thing going." And I mean, those are the kind of guys that you need to lead our football team, and they're going to do that.
Brett,
how big jump is it from being defensive coordinator preparing to get the team ready for a season just a week before training? What kind of things go into that transition?
I think the things that go into that transition are allowing your staff to do their job. You know, when you've got a good staff, you can delegate, and that's what we've done. You know, what we've done staff-wise is we've elevated Art Kaufman to defensive coordinator. And we'll make some other adjustments to the staff, but when you've got a good staff, it makes the transition somewhat easier. Obviously, it's going to be difficult with the timing of this, but I think we'll be fine. Mark?
Hey, Herbert. Mm-hmm. How is this? I mean, the speech you gave is not different than maybe what we would have heard from a guy who got this job the traditional route. How is this different? Is it different in any way, the circumstances that led to you getting this job? And maybe if you can address, you guys are all loyal to Butch. How are you kind of managing those emotions while moving forward?
Well, you know, this business is a people business. And we all look to work for good people. We all seek jobs with good people. And we've all been fortunate enough to work, you know, for other good head coaches. But you know, when you work for, you know, Butch Davis, who you know, is, like I said, a great person, it's really helped me in this transition. I know Coach Davis is going to be fine. You know, I do. I know he's going to be fine, which helps me move forward in this job because of the other assistants that are here.
Dick Connors in the back.
Coach, congratulations on the job. Growing up in this state, being, you know, seeing it as long as you have, you know how much pride this community takes on how it conducts its business.
Right.
And a lot of people feel very damaged and stained by what's happened the last couple of years. How did it get away? How did it get away the last couple of years, and what is left to fix it inside this building of the people who are here?
Well, I don't know if it's gotten away. I know there have been instances, there have been things that have happened. I think what we've got to do is just get back to what we do with our own kids. You know, we've got to teach our kids right from wrong, and we've got to hope and pray that they take our leadership. And that's what we got to continue to do. You know, as a staff, that's our number one objective, getting our football family back together so we can be a first-class, talented, hard-playing football team. That's what we want to be.
Yeah. Ever, you've been an assistant for 24 years, being a head coach, always been the career goal, and what are the differences you're going to like about this position versus being an assistant?
I think I've always thought that one day I would have an opportunity. I didn't know. I mean, you know, obviously you don't. The differences, I don't know if there are many differences. I still want to be a football coach. I want to coach football. But I want to make sure that our football team has a great relationship with the rest of this campus and the rest of this community also. And I think that may be the difference in this job, is I want to reach out a little bit more to our faculty. I want to reach out to the people on the other side of the street so we can have a great relationship.
Chip, in front, and Robbie.
You mentioned the sadness of the week and all the things that happened this week. Can you talk about that last game with Coach Davis, how emotional that was?
Well, I mean, it was emotional. We're all close to Coach Davis. It was. It was fairly emotional, but I think Coach Pittman said it well. We pulled into the parking lot the other day together, the day after, and we said, you know what, Coach Davis is going to be fine. You know, he's going to be fine. He's a people person. He gave us the opportunity to coach, to work, and enjoy coming in this building every day, and I just want to build on that.
He's a little surreal with that comment.
Yeah, well,
Robbie, coming back to Mark.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of coaches you've worked for. Mm-hmm.
well, and I did mention Coach Brown. Obviously because of my relationship with him. I worked with Jeff Fisher with the Tennessee Titans. I think he's the guy sitting out of football this week or this year, but what a talented football coach, Coach Davis. If I had to name those three, I have two high school coaches that I still talk to today, Rudy Abrams and Bruce Hardy, that if I can pick up the phone, I'm picking up the phone, I'm calling those two guys because they help me grow.
Mark, you're back left.
Mark, do you even know, everybody said the players, what a player's coach Butch was. The Chancellor kind of intimated yesterday there needed to be a change for the team to move forward. Do you think you need to change the style in which this team has coached previously, or do you even know what your style is at this point? Is
that well, I don't think there needs to be a style change. I'm going to be Everett Withers, okay? I'm not going to try to be anybody but Everett Withers. And I remember how my parents raised me. I had two parents that one was a postman for 30 years, carried the same route in Myers Park, North Charlotte, okay, for 30 years. My mom was a school teacher for 33 years. I just remember they taught me some values and some things that I think if we get back to those, whether we're coaching on the field or whether we're giving life lessons in our office, I think that's what our football team needs, and I want to do that. I want to be me, though.
Back left.
Right there.
Here.
Yeah.
Integrity is a word that's been thrown around a lot. Earlier you said we're committed to doing it right. We want to create an atmosphere where players can succeed past football. We want to create accountability, teach them right from wrong, create a total student athlete. Assuming that was the goal prior,
mm-hmm.
what and how are things going to be different, and how are you going to lead differently?
Well, like I said, I'm going to try to put my stamp as Everett Withers on it. What I want to do is create an atmosphere where our players feel comfortable whether they're on the football field or whether they're in the classroom. And I think what we have to do is build some bridges with our faculty and make sure those things are in place. When you're a defensive coordinator, sometimes you get caught in the football part of it and you don't see some of the other things. In this position, we've got to see it all. And I'm gonna make sure that's one of my priorities of seeing it all and helping these young men be total student athletes.
Jim, back.
Coach, schematically, will anything change from the way it was coming into the season? Was there any adjustments that philosophically where you may tweak something?
No. We talked this morning as a staff and offense and defense, and I'm not going to get in the way. I'm not going to get in the way. I think Arch is a great football coach. I think he can handle the defensive side of it. I'm going to stick my head in occasionally, see what's going on. And I know John Shute is one of the talented football coaches, whether it be NFL or college. So I'm going to try to stay out of the way, and I'm going to help motivate and help get these young men back on track. Yes.
Was it a phone call or text or anything?
We text.
And what kind of advice did you
get? Oh, just be yourself.
Bob, something on the left.
Everett, when this unfolded this week, why did you decide you wanted to be the guy?
You never know when you're ready to do it. But I think it's time. I've been planning for this. Me and my wife, we talked about it, last week. We kind of had a timetable and a plan. I don't necessarily like it on these terms, but it's like that quote said, making the best out of things. So I'm excited.
Well,
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we want to make sure that our kids are first class, doing things first class on and off the field, making sure that they're doing the things that our faculty want them to do in the classroom and win games. You know, I'm not naive enough to know that winning games is important in this business. I think that's going to be important to us. I think we've got a talented football team. I really do. I think we've got a talented football team. What I want to do is help our team grow in other areas.
Paul, do you feel like the deck is stacked against you because of the cloud over you and all the things that you're facing, that it's an uphill battle?
It's not how heavy the load, but how you carry it.
Defense here in a second. Right.
Ever you talked about the early 80s when Carolina was really good, you were with Louisville in the mid 90s, when Carolina was really good.
Right.
It's been a constant up and down with this program. Can this program get good and stay good?
I think so. I think the resources are here. I think there's a recruiting base here. With these assistant coaches on the staff, recruiting and coaching and being role models, I think there are a lot of things in place that this can be a successful program for a long time.
Governor, here in the second round.
Coach, the team got 8 wins in the freshman last year. How are you drawing that in terms of forward?
Well, I think it's a testament to these guys, these coaches in the room, that, and the players, obviously. I said this statement after the LSU game, youth of America amazed you sometimes. You know, under all those circumstances, for our kids to go out and do and play as hard as they played in that game last year really tells you about, you know, young men. I mean, they can do about anything they want to do. They just want direction.
Back here.
You mentioned you spoke with some of the players. I think you said they were excited and ready to play some football. Have you received any type of hesitation from some of the players? And what about the new recruits who are just coming in and expected to?
Every player that I've talked to has been excited. Every one of them. No negative at all.
How many would you say you've spoken to?
I bet I've talked to 35 or 40.
Time for a few more. Anybody else? Back, right?
I have a question for Mr. Bedore, if that's possible. My question is that in reference to the Blue Zone, and people have said that donations for that came from the franchise that was built around Butch Davis, and you know, it hasn't been fully paid for yet. Do you see that being a problem?
I think we have to be realistic about that. There's no question that our fan base is concerned about the program and concerned about that facility. But I also believe that our fan base will respond. The Blue Zone, the significance of the Blue Zone is that it offers student athlete services 800 students at the University of North Carolina. And my belief is that our fans will continue to support this program, they'll continue to support the scholarship program, and they'll want to provide a first-rate facility for our student athletes. So I believe that under his leadership that confidence will be restored where it's not existing now. People will help us achieve the dreams that we have for Carolina.
So before we have time for two or three more, I do want to make note that our assistant coaching staff is here if anyone would like to talk to them afterwards. Robbie, and then Steve back there.
Coach, you've got only a week until practice. Are there any potholes on your to-do list?
Well, you know, the number one thing is just to make sure our players are, you know, settled and that they understood the leadership and where it was coming from. Most things, I think we've handled that. Next thing is basically just trying to get ready for practice. Our players report on August 4th. They start on August 5th. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we're again, I told our assistant coaches this morning that I want to have fun. I don't want to stress. I want to have fun. Our kids deserve an experience that's fun for them. You know, last summer wasn't a whole lot of fun for them. I want them to have some fun. And we're going to have a good time, but we're going to work hard.
Coach, you have an opening on your staff for a linebackers coach, is that right?
Possibly.
Okay. What's your process to go about filling that? Can you get somebody from another school at this point? Or?
Right now, we're hoping to maybe do something within staff, move some things around.
Okay.
That's kind of the process.
Yep.
Barrett. Coach, you mentioned you and your wife have discussed the timetable for your career. Have you started head coaching positions before?
No.
We're not
looking back or worrying. We're focused on the day and the task at hand. You know, these guys have seen me every day. I've been in front of the entire team before, so they know me, and they know these assistant coaches. So I don't think we'll miss a beat. I think we'll go on and things. Once we get started, I think the process will be smooth.
Last one, Barry.
To follow up on the previous question, why didn't you see a head coaching position before? What was missing? What were you waiting for?
I think I was in places where I felt comfortable in the position